Few people noticed the chill between the two men 6 months later at the ball in the Rainbow Room the night the Fenice burned. The feud was still a private one. However, relations worsened in the months that followed. In Venice, Lovett continued to represent himself as the head of Save Venice. He told Guthrie he would not demean himself by informing UNESCO and the other private committees that Guthrie was in fact the CEO. Quite frankly, Lovett told Guthrie, you are not liked in Venice. I'm always having to clean up after you. Guthrie again offered to return the presidency to Lovett, and again Lovett declined. Guthrie began making offhand remarks about Lovett's uselessness. He was lazy, said Guthrie. He did nothing. Why keep him on as chairman? Matters took a more serious turn when, at a board meeting in New York in early 1997, board member Alexis Gregory raised questions about possible financial irregularities on the part of the Guthries. Gregory, an ally of Larry Lovett's, was the owner of Vendôme Press, an art book publishing house. His brother was actor-director André Gregory, best known for his film My Dinner with André. Alexis Gregory cited B. Guthrie's $100,000 expense account and complained that the Guthries charged too many of their travel and dining expenses to Save Venice. He objected to the $50,000 yearly rent on the office in Venice. The office consisted of only two rooms. The rest of the space was a two-story, three-bedroom house used as living quarters by the Guthries. Gregory pointed out that office space could be made available to Save Venice through UNESCO for only $5,000 a year. Larry Lovett accused Guthrie of a lack of clarity in his handling of the finances. If you ask Bob Guthrie anything about financial matters, said Lovett, he drops a pile of 400 pages in front of you and lets you figure it out yourself. The auditors Ernst & Young were brought in to conduct a thorough audit of the books and found that every dollar was accounted for. Meanwhile, members of the board searched for ways to settle a dispute that had become, as far as they were concerned, petty, degrading, and deeply embarrassing. By mid-1997, however, the split in Save Venice was widening. At the May board meeting, Lovett took Guthrie completely by surprise by arriving with a handful of proxies and dominating the voting for key subcommittees, stacking them with people he perceived as loyal to him. It was the first time proxies had ever been used at a Save Venice board meeting. A few weeks after that meeting, Barbara Berlingeri asked Guthrie to come to her palace for tea. She had been complaining for some time that Guthrie had undergone a change of personality since becoming president. We used to discuss things, she said, but now he would say to us, I am the president. I have total power. I tell you what I want, and I don't need to ask anybody. I would say, Bob, why are there 30 board members? We're totally useless. He would say, you don't understand because you are Italian. That was always his excuse, because in America the president can decide for himself and doesn't need to ask or tell.